I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, the state's fisheries biologists are conducting volumes of research on one of the most elusive fish in the Mountain State. We'll talk a little more about it right after this.
Someone once compared sporting clays to playing golf with a shotgun. When was the last time golf was this exciting? Every station offers a different challenge, but they all have one thing in common. The action is fast, and you have to earn every broken target. Not what you expected? Then give shooting a try.
To learn how to get started, visit wheretoshoot.org.
They call the muskie the fish of a thousand casts, and for good reason. Only a few people ever get the opportunity to catch one of these sleek creatures. Scott Morrison of the DNR's Parkersburg office says that's largely because there just aren't many of them around.
They're not plentiful anywhere in their range as much as like other fish. And that is because basically they're the top predator. And, the top predator will always not have as high a density.
That study's been ongoing for the last 4 years on the Buchanan River and Middle Island Creek. And Morrison says in those waters, they've been able to gain some valuable data.
You know, we have healthy populations of muskies in both those waters. And at one time, we thought there was about one adult muskie per acre in our streams, and we're starting to think that maybe we have more than that.
Now, that's proof there's plenty left to learn about these elusive fish. Morrison says while those waters are the only places they're studying, they are by no means the only waters where you can catch big muskie in West Virginia.
The Buchanan and the Middle Island Creek are not necessarily the muskie waters in the state. There's plenty of other streams that would arguably be as good as those. But those two streams do have a catch and release sections on them. And this study we're doing is also trying to evaluate the effect of the catch and release areas on the stream and if they benefit the fishermen and also the species. But, other great musky waters in West Virginia include the Elk River, and Little Kanawha River, and it's tributary. Certainly the Kanawha River itself does, and we have several lakes that have really outstanding muskie populations.
And that is because West Virginia is a muskie incubator.
Our muskies grow faster than in other parts of the United States and Canada simply because we have a longer growing season. If you compared the number of days we have in West Virginia that are like above 70 compared to some in the Minnesota and Canada, we're going to have basically a longer growing season, so our fish do grow.
And the study is revealing some major differences in the growth rates between males and females. Generally, that rate about the same the first 3 or 4 years, but after that, the males seem to slow down while the females keep right on adding on. Monitoring movement's another goal that so far it's been revealed some can migrate up to 30 miles. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.